All right, Dr. William Miller from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast and Judy Leach are with us. It is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. So without any further ado, Dr. Miller, I'm just going to turn it over to you. You can talk about Pfizer vaccine being okayed for younger folks and whatever else is on your mind this morning.
Yes. So as most of us have probably heard, the FDA did give approval yesterday for the Pfizer vaccine to be given now to people ages 12 through 15. And this is based on a study of 2,000 people in that age group, children or teenagers, in that age group. Half of those received the vaccine and half received a placebo, meaning they just got a shot with salt water in it. And of the people, the 1,000 that got the vaccine, zero came down with COVID, which suggests a 100% effectiveness. Now, 1,000 is not a huge number, over time we may see that it's closer to 95%, like for adults. But nonetheless, very good results from that. The advantages of getting the shot for people of this age group is, first of all, and I think foremost, that it reduces transmission through the community, especially the potential for transmission of people in this age group to be hanging out with friends or going to the movies, picking up COVID, bringing it home, giving it to their grandparents or parents. The other reason is that while this age group really, when they do get COVID, only have, in general, minimal symptoms or are completely without symptoms at all, there is some mounting evidence that even people in this age group who have no symptoms with an infection may develop chronic fatigue afterwards, which is being referred to as the so-called, quote, long COVID syndrome. So there are these two advantages to having people of this age group get vaccinated. Side effects really are minimal and are the same as in adults. And I think we really shouldn't talk about the fever and the achiness and the sore arm as a, quote, side effect. In my mind, it's the desired effect. Once again, vaccines work by imitating an infection. And our immune system then reacts. And those things that I mentioned, fever, achiness, etc., are inflammatory responses from the immune system. And in my mind, that's the whole purpose of giving the vaccine, is to have your immune system react or respond. So anyway, those are the same as in adults. They seem to be about the same rate. And lastly, why is this age group particularly important to be included? Well, as some of you may have heard me say before, the real risk of transmission of COVID starts in puberty because of a certain receptor on our cells that start getting expressed in greater numbers during puberty. So when people are going through puberty, that's really the cutoff, if you will, for when people are more significantly contagious. So youngsters, you know, prepubescent youngsters, 5-year-olds, 7-year-olds, etc., I'm not as concerned about them ultimately needing the vaccine, but certainly this age group, I think, is a good age group, and that's probably why it was chosen by the FDA. So when is it going to be available? Here at Adventist Health, it will depend on when we get the vaccine. We've been having a low rate of Pfizer vaccines being sent to us recently, but we expect that may pick up over time. So we'll keep everybody appraised. I spoke briefly with Lucretia Renteria of Mendocino Coast Clinics this morning, and she anticipates that they may have enough to start vaccinating some people in this age group as early as next week. So if you're a pediatric patient of MCC, you should check with them. And with that, any questions before I turn it over to Judy?
No, let's switch it over to Judy.
Good morning. And indeed, as we see the ability to get these vaccines, fabulous news for the community. And incredible that we as a hospital are able to see the COVID numbers go down. Here at Adventist Health, While I'm not proposing this as a theme song, it seems fitting since we're talking to a radio station this morning. If we look at the Beatles song that's Here Comes the Sun, the lyrics, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. That summarizes our journey through COVID, through this pandemic. Our hospitals have been the source of hope through this whole dark journey. And this week is Hospital Week. And so here at Adventist Health Mendocino Coast, we're celebrating our employees every single day, saying thank you for the work that they have done these long, long hours through difficult days and nights, staffed to do the jobs that we were all called to do. So this Hospital Week takes on a very significant meaning for all of us. We'll be celebrating and have been celebrating our staff each and every day. Last week was Nurses Week, and so thank you to the community that stepped up and recognized our nurses in a very special way. I want to say thank you to local businesses, patients, and their families, because this is what we were called to do, and this is why keeping a hospital here on the coast matters so desperately. It is Hospital Week, so if you have a chance to give a shout-out to our employees at Adventist Health, as you see them in the community, please take the time to do so. It's our honor to get to serve this community.
All right, Judy, thank you very much. Dr. Miller, thank you very much for being on the Tuesday edition of the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the coast.